Welcome back to episode 5 of Girls Stand Up. I'm Amy.
No,
I'm not Amy.
No, I you're not.
That, like, oh my god. You're. I'm Amy.
Guys, my the exams.
You've no exam today, babe. Do you
the
no
exams and the studies actually getting to me? I'm 18.
You said that with your whole.
I said it with my whole chest.
I'm Amy.
I'm so confident now. Okay, just like start again. I'm 18.
And I'm Amy.
This is why I can't do intros.
That's
and
okay.
This is episode 5
of Girls Stand Up,
and today we're joined by Anya.
Hello.
And Emma.
Hi.
And I think we're just gonna
wait. Do you guys want to say a little bit about yourselves?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what's there to say.
I do arts.
I do arts.
Yeah, we all do arts, basically.
Yeah.
And we're kind of just going to talk about the difficulties of navigating our
college.
And trying to make friends in a course as big as arts.
And that's why me and Emma are here, because we are the foursome in arts.
We are the gruesome foursome.
The gruesome foursome.
The gruesome foursome.
From second year arts, yeah.
Should we go into how the four of us met before we get started?
Yeah.
I think it was just...
See, we were kind of like introduced through like each other.
Each other.
So like obviously me and Anya came in together from school.
We did.
So we were the two bitches sitting at the back.
And then I clung to Amy and I said, whoever you're talking to, I will also.
So I think it started because we were like walking out of... I have a memory in my mind of us, me and Anya walking out of a lecture and Emma being there. And we were just like chatting to her, you know, the kind of first people you meet vibes, being like, oh, what are you doing? And then Emma, you were like, I do Italian. I was like, oh, hey, I do Italian too.
That lasted 2 weeks.
That lasted 2 weeks.
Emma,
yeah.
I didn't know you did Italian.
Exactly.
Well, Emma was like,
I was
she's
a
like,
bad influence.
I dropped out and I was like, oh, that's me gone.
I went into that lecture. Gone. I went into lecture hungover and we were doing Italian culture and it was opera singing.
Oh,
and
I remember.
That was the,
it was
that
a was double as well.
It was a double. And I was so hungover.
Yeah.
That was the final straw for Italian.
So then Emma became one of the girls.
She did.
And then I did, because I did English, my tutorial with Aideen, and you, Emma, had German
I
or European
studies. I thought you were in geography with Aideen.
No, English.
No?
Yeah.
English tutorial.
Oh.
That's what I was saying. It's so important to go to your tutorials because I would, like, imagine if I didn't go and then I just, like, who would I even be friends with?
It's so hard to meet people in big lectures.
Yeah. You like, have to go to your tutorials where there's, like, 10 people in it because
like,
that's the only way.
Like, who cares that they're mandatory attendance?
Yeah.
No. Go to make friends.
Yeah.
To be honest.
And it's like, so awkward when they put you in group projects with people you don't know.
My God.
But,
especially
like,
that's how you
become friends with people. Because I think you kind of forget how to make friends when
you're so used to just being
around the same people all the time from secondary school. And
like, I didn't have to make friends. I made my friends in like first year of secondary school and that was it for like 6 years, to be honest. Like,
I stopped making friends, I'd say, in junior infants. I lost all skills after that.
All of them.
I made skills in third year.
Oh,
so I had to make
you
friends
did.
Again.
So you
had
have,
a bit of
you
practice.
In, you did.
But you're such a social person. Like, Emma was the one making friends and, like, introducing us to people.
Yeah.
I just kind of talk at people. I don't know.
Talk at
people? You know, they respond.
That's but it's so funny. It's so, like, humbling when you're talking to someone and you have to go, like, oh, sorry, what's your name?
Oh,
like, oh, I hate
and
that.
And going over the same, like, topics of conversation. Like, what modules do you do? Where are you from? Do you live in or do you live out? Like,
It's sickening.
But like that's you have to do it. Like, that's how you make
it
friends.
It is. And then all of a sudden you're on a night out and you see one person that you vaguely remember and all of a sudden you're best friends.
Oh my God.
And then the next day you never talk to him
again. Like, you walk past them in college and it's head down.
It's silence.
The amount of people, like Freshers Week when I first came here, that I was like, I need your Snapchat. We're going to be such good friends. We're going to...
Yeah.
I've never texted them since.
You know, I have on Snapchat that I do not know.
From
just being like, give me your Snapchat!
I got rid of them a week later.
Yeah,
I knew, like...
You did.
If it was going to last or not.
You did.
But like, you have to just like talk to everyone
you
and just keep talking to people until you find your group. Like, because it took me like a few months to for us to actually like do something together. And then that's how I became friends with E as well, through Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time? It was my first time meeting Emma and we were sitting in the back of a lecture and we were like, we realised we had like so much in common.
Yeah.
We were going like
Fifty TV show. Attention to the lecture. We were like, oh my god, we're like the same person. We're doing all the same subjects.
Yeah, you're the only person who did the same subjects as me.
Yeah, but I feel like as well, you need to think about it as like if you're in a course of people, you probably already have like that baseline of same interests.
Yeah.
And everyone is trying to make friends anyway. So if you go up and like talk to someone, they're gonna probably talk back to you, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
And if they don't, they're not gonna ignore you. If they don't, that's kinda rude. And then you just kinda go about making friends that way.
Because when have you ever not been delighted when someone's talked to you in a lecture?
Oh my god.
When someone goes to sit next to you and not like one seat away.
And you're like,
of course. But that's it. Like you literally, I know it's like it's really nervous and stuff, like especially at the start, but you have to remember that everyone is in the same boat as you.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to make friends and you literally just have to go sit down next to someone and be like, hi. And literally just start the conversation. Because that's how you make friends.
Even if it's just the basic, oh, it's so early. Oh, it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
Have you started the assignment?
That was like 90% of my conversations this year. Oh, I'm so tired.
Or like, what do you think of this lecture? Like, oh, a bit of pain.
Are you going out tonight knowing full well you're not going out? No. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to
And it could be like
convo.
A Monday, like, you know?
Yeah.
You're going out. No.
I kind of feel like it helped me in a bit that I just had like no friends in my lectures because Cuiva just never went. I was just sitting there on my own. I remember I used to save a seat for it, but like, no, guys, Cuiva's coming and she wouldn't come.
Cuiva was not coming.
That now, though.
I do.
I remember there was one lecture a few weeks ago and there was no chairs and the lecturer literally came down and was like, is this seat taken? We were like, yeah. Emma was like 15 minutes late. There's people sitting on the floor.
And I was mortified because I had to save a seat and I said, she better come right. I'm going to imagine a person sitting next to me. It was awful.
Awful.
Yeah, I am quite bad for the lectures, to be honest.
In fairness.
So funny. Yeah.
But it's also, like, when you go to a lecture by yourself, I think, oh, I hated doing that. Like, I'd get so nervous. I don't know why. I just get so anxious before going to a lecture by myself because I'd be like, oh, my God, everyone's going to be looking at me and be like, oh, my God, she's by herself. She has no friends.
I know.
But, like, everyone is
no
the
one
same.
No one gives one single thought.
No one cares. Literally.
I just, like, sit down to someone and start talking to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, in your first few weeks of college when you don't know no one, it's just like so nerve-wracking. I remember I was just a ball of anxiety like the first few weeks, like honestly.
See, I never had that because I always had ye. I was like, you know, we just had each other.
Yeah.
Which is good, but then, I mean, we still made friends. There's no cons to it, really.
Yeah. You know, I think I got over that fear in like third year, fourth year. Do you know when you'd be sat in class and you'd be like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I feel like that's where that fear ended for me. Because now I can sit down in a room with 400 people and not care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you walk into like a tutorial and see someone that you like got with on a night out once.
Oh,
you're
like, of course. Oh. That is the worst. Don't do it. Like, actually just
literally
don't do
everyone
it.
Everyone
does it though. Yeah. Everyone does it.
It's like, it might seem like a good idea at the time, but like, think about the awkwardness of like seeing them a week later.
And you both, that's what college is for.
You both ignore each other and it's just like, oh. And you know, would you ever pass someone that you got with in college and then like immediately after you pass them you just start laughing? I swear I just look like a psycho sometimes because I'm like dead straight face, like I'm locked in making sure I don't make eye contact with them.
It's not
it's like just start laughing to yourself.
It's not even that bad for us because our course is so big. Like, but imagine if you were in like a smaller course.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
But I always found as well that like I might never see someone and then as soon as you get with them, it's like they're everywhere.
Oh my God. You're like pheromones are like interacting each other.
Interlinked.
And it never seems like less awkward as well when you walk past them, I think. I think it's always like just as awkward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I can't even think about it.
No, I feel sick. Like,
I can't even.
Oh, it never gets better, to be honest.
It's worse when you, like, pass them and they've, like, a girlfriend now.
Oh!
That's even more
awkward.
Oh, my
God, that's never happened
that's
to me.
That's happened to me before. And
they
I'm like,
always go downhill after.
That's happened to me before. And if the girl, like, makes eye contact with me, I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
she knows.
She knows me. She knows. I'm sorry. It wasn't me.
Or when you pass them with their big group of friends and you're walking by yourself.
And all of a sudden you can hear them say your name. Like, they have not said your name once, but all of a sudden they're like,
Amy, and you're like, it's head down.
No, when you walk past a group of lads and one of them you like kind of know and they start laughing.
It's about me.
The anxiety attack that ensues after that is actually crazy.
Is I don't think men should be allowed gathering more than groups of two, to be honest.
I think men should stick to blue collar jobs. They should not be allowed.
They should not be in the academic world. Get them
out of college.
They've gotten too opinionated for their own good, to be honest.
Men should not have friends.
They shouldn't.
Straight up.
They shouldn't. They're like, go to the pub once a week and that's it.
We're so joking.
I can't stop thinking about what your mom said about him.
You really hate men, don't you?
Yeah.
Like,
something like that.
We're gonna lose so many listeners.
Well,
no. They're lost.
I feel like we're not like our target audience is not men though.
It's not.
Like,
it's the girls.
We talk for the girls and the gays and the days.
Yeah.
To be honest. How did we get here?
This is why you should not have been allowed a podcast, because
Last week we were waffling.
We had like 45 minutes. We no joke cut out like 12 minutes off.
Yeah,
because Amy went to the
toilet. I literally went to the bathroom
at one stage, and I was just chatting away by myself. And then I started singing at one stage. I was playing sound effects. I was just having, and I had to just cut the whole thing out because it was just horrible. Like,
should we say our favorite memories that we have of each other since starting college?
Wow, that's a good one.
This
just to bring it back to the topic
of like the group, or like
as a group slash individual.
Both slash individual.
I'm gonna need a minute, honestly.
Emma and I had some feral nights out in first year.
You were crazy.
We were crazy.
You really matured.
You actually have. I never go out anymore.
You really turned a page.
I think for me, college Christmas.
Oh my God.
I'm not going, I won't name drop, but it was when you just showed up to my house, this random guy. And my roommates were like, who is this? And I was like, I don't know, who cares? And we're just gonna like, well, I just make up like a name.
Yeah, don't say the real name.
Yeah, okay. So that's
my
miss? Last year.
My miss.
Is that where you went? Because I remember you, did you disappear last college Christmas? And I was like, no, that was St. Patrick's Day, wasn't it? I don't know. I can't remember.
That was St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're just going to call this guy Timothy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So Amy just walks into this house with Timothy.
Wow. Very full circle moment. Like,
she just like walked in. Like, she warned me in advance and I didn't care. And my roommates were like, who's that? Who's this random guy in our house? You're not like scared. He could be like anyone. And I was like, well, I'll touch him. And I was like, who the fuck are you? And he was like, I'm Timothy. And I was like, okay.
Hi, Tim.
He was there. And we took like a family looking photo.
We genuinely look like mom, dad, and the two kids.
Yeah, because
I need to see that.
I'll explain this to you after.
Like, he had light hair, I had light hair, and then there was Amy and Cleve.
Me and Cleve
had
dark hair. It was so fucking funny.
We were like walking down then, and all of a sudden, he drops one of the slurs.
He did.
He dropped one of the slurs.
He said like the
I think it was F slur. Yeah.
And every
you sure know how to pick him, Amy.
You really won there.
No, but we just turned around and we were like, you can't, like, we were so drunk.
All three of us, like, literally turned around and said, what did you just say?
Yeah. And he just didn't know, like, what to do with himself. But before he left as well, he kept being like, guys, we should do this again sometime. I love when we do this. Had never met this man.
I love when we do this.
Oh, that was so funny. It's just the picture, like, the little girl portrait.
I still have that picture. That was on my wall last
It was
year.
On your wall.
Because it was so funny. There's this random guy. I thought that was the funniest thing ever.
That whole day, though.
And then we went to that house party.
Oh, my God. The trauma. Should we tell that story?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Do
you want to tell her or like?
I'll give you.
Okay. So we were in, this was like November first year.
Queue.
So we were, oh, yeah.
I should tell them about the queue, too.
Yeah, say about the queue first.
Okay. So we were in this queue for Old Oak.
It was November first year, guys. It was November first year.
Here's a fake name.
We'd been there, but we went home for a while. Amy went to meet Timothy.
I was in Flannery's with Shannon.
Met him randomly.
Then, yeah.
Me and Cuiva went home for what we called like a Minecraft nap. And we
Minecraft
went back.
Now? Yeah. Okay.
And we went back. We were waiting in this queue. And we were like, oh, we're not going to get in. So we were talking to like these people behind us. And there was this girl. He was so drunk. And she kept like leaning on our shoulders and going like, like about to get sick. It was horrible. It was horrible. And then eventually, do you remember, I was trying to help her. And yeah. she literally grabbed.
Like, she went Emma and
she grabbed
Emma and like, got her
throat
and put them around her throat.
Around my throat. And was like, and I just like removed her hand. And I was like, I think I said something like, do you want to stop?
Or yeah. It's like, that reminds me of the I'm Grandmam story where he's like,
are you alright there?
He's in his bike and he's like, are you alright?
But then we'd met this.
You alright there?
We'd met this.
Do you want to stop?
We'd met these lads in the queue and they were like, oh, we're going to a house party. And we were like, we'll go too.
Because the bouncers were like, no one's getting in.
So
we were like,
we'll go to this random house party. So anyway, we get to the house party.
Okay, I'll take over. No, we went back to Emma's house first.
Yeah, just more random lads in my house.
And also their accommodation. But you went, you Emma and this guy, we'll call him...
John.
John.
Yeah.
So Emma and John were kind of like
E and Jay
walking together and like chatting, blah blah blah. So we got to the house party and we were there for a while and Emma kissed John.
Yeah. Really drunk, really sloppy, yeah.
But that doesn't even matter. Like, you had a kiss, whatever. Then John came up to me and was like, here, I just want to let you know, like, because it was me, Emma, and Cuiva, and he was like, I just want to let you know, out of the three of you, you're my top choice.
Oh my god.
After kissing me. After kissing Emma.
I remember this.
And I was like, oh. Oh. And I was like, okay, gotta go. And I went over to Emma and Cuiva and I told them. And then we were down, we were like, right, fuck this. These guys are weird. And then we left.
And he kept texting me though.
Yeah, but then you went off on him.
I went off on him.
Period.
Because it was just really rude.
But, like, we've seen him so many times.
He scared me. He walked, scared of me.
Like, multiple times we've walked past him and he does, like, the head down.
He'd wanna.
Keep walking.
I mean, I don't really care that much anymore, but
At the time, it was just shocking.
At the time, it was shocking. And also, like, I'm sorry, he wasn't that attractive.
He wasn't. Stay in your lane, babe.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane.
Get back.
I feel like it's always the most mid people having the biggest egos.
The audacity.
I see him now and I'm like, oh, yeah, I was drunk when I got one. Wouldn't have done that sober.
Oh, God, no. No.
And it was kind of awkward as well because, like, we'd only been friends for, like, a couple months then as well.
Literally,
like,
yeah.
So I'd say it must have been kind of, like, awkward coming up to you being like, hey, sorry.
It was, But then afterwards, whenever we think back to it, it's like, oh my God, did that actually just happen?
Yeah.
It's a good story to tell.
It is a good story. We had a lot of nights in first year like that because we were just little gremlins.
We were, oh my God.
That reminds me of the TikTok I sent you, Anya, of, it was like when your friend sends you a picture of the two headed head you've got the name before. It's like, cut the show.
And it's like, whoa! Cut the cameras.
It's so funny.
Oh, too real.
What else is there?
What's the best group memory?
I was going to say St. Patrick's Day, but I don't think you... Were you there? I don't think Emma was there for
only
that.
Only in Sissy Young's.
I was there for Sissy Young's, but I don't think you were there for Sissy Young's.
I was in Sissy Young's for about 10 minutes. Yeah. And then two of the girls that I was with were like, let's go to a Prinks in... I don't even know where it was. But at that stage, I was just like, fuck it, I'll just do whatever.
Fuck it, let's do it.
So we ended up in this place at a Prinks, but with these girls that had like... They were like just starting drinking. Oh. We were drinking.
Aideen had already passed out.
We were drinking from like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Like an hour long nap.
Yeah. And I just didn't know any of these girls. I was sobering up in the. There's a picture of me sitting in the window.
Yeah, and you're like this.
I just looked dead. But I don't even know how we got separated. I just don't have any memory.
But you went back home.
Yeah.
I went back to Coach Road when drinking in the pub. I remember I found you, I texted you again. You were out in Brogue or somewhere.
I was in Bodega.
You were in Bodega.
Yeah, because I had to take a nap that day because Anya and I started drinking at 9 o'clock.
I remember you snapped me. I was just getting ready and you snapped me on the bus and you were drinking you had a nag or something.
We were drinking before the bus.
We had a nag down.
Before 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Like,
Do you remember when you left? You left our passports by mistake.
I did. I left his youngs with everyone's passports in my bag, and the girls were texting me being like, where the fuck are you? Give us our
keys back. We had to go to like where you were staying as well and come get our stuff. It was actually really funny.
I lost my Leap card that day.
Rip.
I got through about five Leap cards. Honestly.
So what? Sad.
I got kicked out of two pubs that day.
Where?
I thought you said Tupac. I said what?
Gaia and Old Oak again. Which is the Oak. Yeah, I got kicked out. Yeah.
Old Oak. Old Oak.
Gaia. Need to relax. Old Oak need to relax. Like, seriously. Who do you think they are?
I've gotten actually kicked out of there in Cyprus a couple times in first year.
I don't think I've ever been kicked out of anywhere.
I have.
You have.
I have a couple times.
I think my favourite group memory of us is our Christmas or dinner we went to this year.
That was very wholesome, so fun.
We were very much in like our mature mom era. We all went out for it was very Sex and the City vibe.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Should we assign each other Sex and the City characters?
I've never seen it.
I haven't either. So
what is wrong with you? Neither have you, so don't lie.
I've never seen it, but I've basically seen it from TikTok.
All I watch is on TikTok.
No, but it's so good. I'm gonna do that. That's now is your assignment over summer is for all of you to watch Sex and the City, then come back to me.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh no!
Aideen won't be able to come back to us because Aideen's leaving for Germany, so she's actually ruining the foursome.
This is our last episode.
This is our last day on campus together. I'm telling you, I was sobbing last night. I was like, how is second year over? How am I, is like my UCC, my friend, my UCC era with my friends is over.
That makes me so sad.
I'm actually devastated.
That's traumatizing.
Okay, if we're talking about navigating friendships, when you get your friends, make sure you cherish them and like literally see them four times a week.
The same course as you.
Because before you know it, Aideen's doing Arts International and she's leaving for fucking Erlangen or wherever the fuck it is.
I feel like we came into first year like 2 months ago.
It goes so quickly.
This year, especially after Christmas, I feel it just flew. Yeah,
sure. Like, we have 1 year left after this. Like, it's gonna go so quick.
And you're like, don't wish the time away. Because if you're like, I just want it to be over so I can get all my assignments on, do not wish it away.
Yeah, this year I wanted it to be over. This year was so hard, I think.
The second semester was so bad. First semester was a breeze. I loved first semester with like doing Dracula and Gothic literature. Oh my god, they slayed so much.
Yeah. Miranda.
She used to come in wearing gold bat earrings. She was
my queen.
And her PowerPoints were just such a vibe.
They were so good. And she was so like passionate.
I want her as an advisor.
I miss her.
So
yeah.
I just want her.
Honestly. But yeah, second semester was just, I think everyone experienced that. Second semester was like,
it was just
rough.
You were so tired. I feel like we had assignments due over the Christmas holidays, which meant there wasn't actually a proper break.
Constantly having essays due.
It never stops. Especially when your lecturers move up the assignment date by a week. I'll tell you.
You know who you are. I will be having words.
Yeah.
We'll get the girl stand up girls after you.
Mm-hmm.
When your email starts popping off this evening, you'll know who it is.
I thought Barbie ball was quite fun as well. I really liked Barbie ball. That was so cute.
Honestly, the pranks are so much better than the actual
I really liked the pranks.
And but also, I still had a good time.
There's like a picture of the four of us in front of this, like the sparkly.
It's a balloon, but it's like a disco ball. Yeah. And it's so cute. And it was on my digital camera. And
that's going to have to be the promo pic for the episode.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Yeah.
We were all wearing pink, and it was like, there was a band. They were all dressed as Ken. They slayed so hard as well.
I think though I did prefer the pranks.
I did.
Yeah, honestly, it's
there just wasn't enough people there. I think. And also
at the ball,
my noggin so much fell fun. Out of my dress when I was walking in.
Oh my god, that's such an iconic story.
I was like, I'm not. I've been really in my smuggling drink into places era because I can't be paying for it. I can't.
It's too expensive.
So I had a noggin. Like vodka cran up my dress. I made it through security. The bouncers were like, do you have any drink? I was like, drink. No.
And she was like, if you have any drink and we will find it. So hand it over. And we were like so intimidated.
Why was she a cunt?
Oh my God.
No, I got in right and I had a nugget in my bag. They never check your bag. And she went, amateur move.
I was like,
Did you get taken as well?
Yeah, it was full. A full nugget. That's it. A full. But they never check bags.
No, Silver Springs is different.
But anyways,
Silver Springs.
I had the lag in my dress.
Should we? No, it's fine. I shouldn't.
Should what? We?
I don't want to dox like someone's business.
Not one. Someone's business. The Silver Spoon are literally
do
okay.
not. They do not listen
they're
to our podcast.
They're going to shame. Yeah. The Clayton lawyers. Hotel are so fine.
They're going to sue you for defamation.
Yeah. They're so okay.
Anyways, I had a lagging up my dress, got through security. I was walking in, I was like, oh God, something's dislodging here. Kept walking, kept moving. It fell out onto the floor. I was literally almost in the doors of the like the ballroom, and Stephen was behind me, and I was like, because I had to keep, because there was bouncers like all over like the lobby, so I had to keep walking it, and Stephen was behind me. I was like, kick it, kick it, kick it, and he couldn't get it in. He like kicked it up against the door or something, and we just had to keep walking. It was actually a tragedy.
Run.
That was such a good night. I didn't leave like 3 a.m.
Yeah, I left early because I just wanted my mom to collect me, and it was just
to be honest. I just wanted my mom.
Sometimes you just want to go home early. Like I was fucking wrecked as well, and I feel like we just left you there.
Yeah, I did. I was with my cousin's gay best friend.
I was with you for a while as well. I was very drunk.
Oh we were God. Very drunk.
We all kind of were.
Very drunk.
Yeah. I was and getting I free how, drunk all night. It was a ball.
I love how I was like, the next morning, I was like, oh my God, I spent like no money. I didn't buy one drink when I was there. I spent like 40 euro in the off license before I even got there.
Speaking of no money, like, do you want to see how much money I have in my bank account this morning?
After the lakes.
Oh God, after the rally of the lakes weekend.
I wasn't even anywhere and I still have like minus...
We can't see anything there.
You can't see it. That's because there's nothing in it.
Oh.
There's actually 60 cents. Oh, she has 2.51.
Right, sorry, 2.51 euro. Just you.
60 cents.
Because I thought I got paid last Thursday. And no, it's actually this Thursday. And I'd spent everything.
Oh, no.
So it was like, just don't go anywhere this week.
Fine. You got to study. You got to lock in. For the exam.
Yeah, I have to lock in anyway, yeah. That's my favourite thing to say at the moment.
That lock in.
Mm-hmm.
Another core memory that I have is only recently is when me and Nadine went to a match and we got scouted by the Limerick team afterwards.
Oh my God, So I was talking to this guy and he played County. And anyway, he was an ass anyway.
Yeah.
So me and Anya were like, let's go to Armour. I dragged Anya into going
no,
to this match.
No, there was no dragging of me.
But also Anya,
I was very willing.
Anya would go to the opening of an envelope. Like, so... So he said, met her after college, we sped up to Mallow and we watched the match anyway, and afterwards we made a TikTok.
We were
and
doing
it was
side
like,
quests that
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Side quests.
What did the TikTok say again? It was like
Snapchat isn't working anymore, so we had to show up to the county final.
Yeah. And like we went like kind of viral. It got how many of you got
it's
like good
60,000 views.
Yeah.
We're slaying.
And
the Limerick team like made posted a story.
I saw
like,
that
in
on my
response.
For you page. It was like it was a TikTok. It wasn't a story.
It was a TikTok and they tagged Anya and was like it was them holding the cup and they were like Bear in mind, we weren't even there for Limerick. Like, we were there for the opposite team. But, like, by the end of it, I was like, I am going
to
start supporting Limerick after this because, honestly...
As in, my whole comments were, hi, my name is Evan or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah,
I'm the one who scored the 2 goals. What's your Snapchat? We've got a man here for you.
Well, Bob,
who do you support? It's Limerick now.
He kept texting you as well, being like, did you see my message?
No one fell adding me on Snapchat and I said, I'm in a mood. I said, I'm going to add back. And he goes, what position was I in? And I said, what? I said, I don't know. And then
I'm
he
sure
goes,
you're on the bench.
No, he goes, what position was I in? And I said, I don't know. I'm not that good at all. And then he goes, what position do you want me to put you in? I said,
oh!
I said, I'm going to have to snob here now. I love the enthusiasm, but you're never going to
get
to
that show.
So you don't text him at all. But also he wasn't good looking.
Oh my God, don't say that.
Or was he? Sorry, I don't remember.
No, but what if he's listening?
He's not listening.
We've talked so many people.
Okay, sorry, he's so good looking.
Guys, let's be honest here.
Let's be honest.
He wasn't. But I don't want to ruin my WAG experience.
I feel like I have...
Isn't that the dream? To be a WAG?
No, yeah, I want to be a housewife. Sorry.
Do you have to have a job if you're a WAG?
I know a wife and girlfriend of professional at least.
Yeah.
Who are you looking for that match? I'm trying to find the picture of when we went to that match.
Oh, that was so funny.
We can post Anya's TikTok on the story.
Post it.
Please.
Yeah. But also, when I sent the guy that I sent him, the one that I was talking to, I sent him the TikTok, and then like he like did not respond, and I was like, oh.
But he commented on it.
Yeah, he commented on it and didn't respond. But didn't reply to me. And I was like, what the hell's wrong with you?
What's it with you with men on TikTok DMs?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, that's me.
Remember the last day? Remember we were going to the beach?
Never mind, it's you.
And you opened your phone, and you got a TikTok sent to you.
Oh, yeah. That was the same guy.
Oh,
I don't know if I want to talk about that again. Honestly, I was so traumatized. Did we tell you about this? Basically, he sent. If he's listening,
I actually don't care. To be honest, call him out. Like,
no man has the attention span to listen to more than 20 minutes of a podcast.
No, yeah, especially if it's four women talking.
He sent me a TikTok, and like this, we mentioned him before. We had suspicions about him being.
Gay?
A Nazi.
Oh. No. Sorry. Nazi. He's also the one that I think we talked about in episode three. Where he stood you up.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah. But anyway, I had like ghosted him or whatever, and he sent me this TikTok, and it was like when you're talking, it was like a girl, and she was like, when you're talking to a man, you ask him his political views, and in the background is like Hitler. Hitler speaking.
Okay,
it's like a video of Hitler. It's like an audio of Hitler speaking.
Yeah.
And I opened it, me and Amy literally looked at each other and went,
that's not.
What the hell?
He's never beating the Nazi allegations.
Never.
Never. Like, if you were trying to make me like you, you're going the wrong way about this.
They're wrong. I feel like we've gone so off topic just talking about our own personal stories.
We don't really have a topic.
No. We don't really have.
We're just chatting.
This was a sentimental episode.
Sorry, can we talk about how the ceiling is a trypophobia nightmare?
Yeah, I just don't look at it.
Oh! To be fair. Oh my God.
When did we go to that match?
I got it. Don't even worry about it. That was in my Protestant era.
But also, me.
Was it?
You don't want to know.
Was that in around that time?
Oh, yeah, the guy in the UDA.
Oh,
yeah. I was texting him some fella in the UDA.
He was in the UDA.
Yeah.
Oh.
My dad.
Not that we have any religious discrimination here at
all. Yeah. But maybe it's like toward them.
Like if you're in a terrorist, if you're in a terrorist group.
Oh, yeah, said that. We do not have any affiliation
with
her.
You can come at me.
I don't know.
The whole time you've...
I don't know. I might be with Danya. Protestants. Mm.
It was the 10th of April.
Do you have a picture?
Of what?
Of their... I think it's in our chat. I'll try and find it. I want to show...
Oh, yeah. Oh, the one that they made.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like, the pussy wagon has revealed itself.
Yeah, it was like, the pussy wagon has arrived. And we were like, oh my God, this is actually not real.
And it was like, Ash, 222 Ons, Ash. And I said...
That was actually like one of the funniest...
That was fucking iconic. Sorry, guys, just... I was made for
that. Oh, my God, I have it.
No, you don't.
I do. It's the guy. It's the guy on the right.
No, the guy on the... Yeah, the guy on the right wanted me. The guy on the left wanted you. And you were far better off than I was.
Yeah,
to be fair.
I think I commented on
Wait,
that.
No.
What did I say?
Wait, we actually just revealed the whole team. We can't put that in.
Yeah, you have to. We actually have to.
To be honest, I'm all for leaving that one in.
I think humble them, you know, they play county.
To be honest.
Yeah, to be humbled.
I know, but like...
What's above county? Country? No.
No, national. They play the Irish team for hurling.
Are you watching the Ireland versus English?
Is there not like... No, but isn't there like...
I'm actually crying.
Isn't there like an All-Ireland?
Yeah, but that's weird.
That's county, babe.
Oh,
what do you think you play for county means?
I don't know, gah.
These are like...
But how are they playing county if they're from... Oh.
Because these are under 21s. These are like, would be the younger kind of crowd.
Yeah. Right. I still don't get it, to be honest.
No,
there's different age, like...
Brackets,
yeah.
I'd say we'll leave that one there.
Yeah. That was so funny. But also, we're so unhinged when we get together because the worst fear I've probably ever had was after St. Patrick's Day. And I nothing.
Aiden
we didn't
was
even
so
really
dramatic
do.
After
I was being
St.
so
Patrick's
dramatic.
Day.
You've done worse.
Yeah.
To be honest.
To
be honest.
No, that's so true. That's so true, though. That's so true.
I woke up making you feel better. Like
I woke up
worse.
The next morning and found my phone underneath the car.
Yeah, I was one. I was on. You woke up also to like 40 missed calls from me because I was going frantic, wondering where you went. Even though I saw you get in the car with your mom and leave, like
I fully said bye in the comfortable state that I was in. Yeah. It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough.
But we actually do. We even have that much nights out together.
We don't
really, like as a group.
We had like Halloween.
There was the quiz, but I went home early.
What was the quiz?
There was like a quiz that we went to. And it was
in Gaia. Yeah.
We didn't do the quiz though.
No, Gaia. The Gaia quiz. Emma, you weren't.
Emma, you
were
no. We did the Gaia night out. Yeah, sorry. We didn't do a quiz with you.
Yeah.
What was the fun night out? Our first English night out.
That was so much fun. Yeah.
Oh, except for.
Don't even.
That's not.
Cut the chat.
I missed all the content because I was so tired. I went home.
I think you were there for this.
I'm so unaware of things sometimes.
Yeah.
I just live my own little world.
I feel like you left before we had the chance to actually like discuss what happened.
Yeah.
And then therefore...
Was I present when the thing happened?
I think so.
But to be fair, I was there too and I just didn't know what was going on.
No. Yeah. I was kind of oblivious as well.
Yeah.
I was too distracted. Full force.
I was too distracted by going to the rock and wanting to fight someone. And Anya was behind me. She was like, yeah, let's do it.
There's one thing I'm going to do is back
the walk down. And you being like, we might go to the rock.
And Amy was like, no.
We're not going to the fucking rock.
We're not going.
I was already walking towards us.
Yeah.
I was on the way.
Yeah, we were bypassed.
After the dinner, we went for like a boogie in Bodega.
Yeah.
That was cute.
And we were like the only people on the dance floor.
Apart from them, normal folk who just go there.
Oh my God, yeah. Remember, actually, no, I probably shouldn't.
We're like exposing everyone.
Yeah, we sound like horrible people.
We're actually not that bad.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
No.
Do you have a pen on you, actually? Or do you want
to have one? It's not a lie if it's the truth.
I might tell a joke, but I'll never tell a lie.
Period.
So, what are your plans for the summer? Anyone want to...
See you guys every day.
And kiss all the time.
Go out twice a week.
Oh.
In the sense that...
Twice.
I don't know if I have the funds for that right now.
I actually don't either.
60 cents.
2.51.
No, you got to get in your smuggling era.
I can't afford the nagging to bring in.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Next topic is just make friends.
Should we talk about our advice segment? So we have on our Instagram an advice like submissions form.
Oh, this is so much fun, guys.
For people to give us their dilemmas to talk about, and we got two responses.
Wow.
Perfect.
Right, one said hi.
Hi.
Hi back.
How are you?
And the second one just said boys.
Don't interact with them.
Don't listen to us because we clearly can't give advice.
No, we're very good at advice.
Like
I
need to be
say.
More specific in that. Like I can't just give.
To
you...
be fair, what's boys?
Like what do you want?
When it comes to boys, if you get a feeling that something's going wrong,
trust your gut.
Trust your gut because you're never wrong.
No, yeah.
If you've been seeing him for 2 weeks and you think that was a bit weird what he just did there,
don't
remember
look past
that.
It. Yeah. And, like, actually pay attention to the red flags. Don't be like, oh, it's not that bad.
Don't think, this is so funny, the way he just hit that wall. You're going to have to pay attention to that, babe. You're going to have to.
Take off the rose-tinted glasses.
Yeah.
I was thinking you should, like, pay attention to how they treat, like, other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's very important.
And the dynamics between them and their friends and stuff as well.
Because who they're friends with is who they are to a certain extent.
Honestly, and there's no exception to that. If they're friends with a bunch of weirdos... And they're like, oh, I don't agree with that. They do.
Also, just making a bit of noise. Sorry.
Sorry, I was having an ADHD moment. Sorry.
I think as well, like, if there's, like, no friends at all that are girls, I'd pay attention to that, I think, a little bit.
What if all their friends are girls?
No, if they have no friends that are girls.
Like, they wouldn't want to.
if all their friends are girls, I think you have other issues.
No, but, like, if they have, like, one or two friends that are girls, but you don't want to be able to go...
I'll kill myself.
Like,
no, I can't.
You would.
I'd kill myself. But, like, also, I can't do that anymore. I can't do it again.
But also, I was talking to you about this last week. If you're talking to a guy and like a girl comes over and she's like, oh my God, he's like my brother. Like, I've known him since he was like 3 years old. We're such good friends. I'm going to be his wingman tonight and all this kind of stuff. Run for the hills.
Run. She's in love with him and he's giving her all
back. And he's in love with her also.
Yeah. He's feeding it all back to
her. And he will leave you for her. I'm sorry.
In 2 years' time.
I'm sorry. I just think that if a girl is like hyping him up and like hyping you up, being like, oh my God, you're so pretty. You'll be so good together. Like, run for the hills. Do you know?
Run.
So, yeah. From my experience anyway.
Yeah. To be honest.
Yeah.
What do you think about being friends with an ex?
I came to the conclusion the last day that not one boy I've ever been with do I still have on Snapchat.
Like, I'm thinking,
I cannot entertain this topic.
Me neither, actually.
I've
never been with anyone long enough for it to be, like, significant enough.
Oh.
I guess.
I personally cannot stay with a man.
I did that and did really badly before.
I'll give you a scenario. If you were talking to someone and you were getting kind of serious and they, like, were best friends with their ex, would you get kind
they're still
of
fucking,
insecure?
No. Yes. I don't care if I sound like a jealous maniac.
Oh, you know what? When you put it like that, I would be like, oh.
I think I would like to see the like dynamic between them.
And also how long ago they broke up.
Yeah.
But why they broke up as well.
Yeah. Why they broke up.
Because you don't know why.
Because like it also, I don't know if you've seen New Girl. Have you seen New Girl?
Yeah, I love
it. It could be a Jess and Nick scenario where like they're like secretly soulmates and like they just broke up for a certain like time.
I'm so bad for that though. If there's anyone, like, you know, if you're ever seeing anyone and you like see them with someone else and you're like, no, they should be together.
Yeah.
I'd always, like, you know, like, if they've, like, I don't know how to explain it. That probably sounds weird. But, like...
Like, if you see someone with someone else and you're like, no, he should be with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I start, like, romanticising their little story and I'm like, oh, what if I'm getting in the way?
Oh, God, no.
I would never.
It's me against the world.
Me
or nothing, like... But I'm like that. If I ever sense that, like, there's going to be, like, competition, I'm out. I'm not fighting... For anyone.
No.
You fight for me.
I'll say you're thick and thin, but when there's another girl, I'm gone.
I'm the same. Like, do you think I'm going to embarrass myself trying to get you to like me more? Like, absolutely not. Like, you can fucking take your pick.
He could hit me with a car, but if he all of a sudden looks in another girl's direction, I'd say, never mind.
No. Like, if they want to, they would, you know?
Exactly.
You shouldn't be feeling unsure of how someone feels about you.
No.
If they actually wanted to be with you, you wouldn't be feeling like that.
Exactly.
If a boy wants to be with you, he'll be your girlfriend tomorrow.
And also, I saw on
TikTok. He'll be your boyfriend, actually.
A girlfriend?
Okay.
Interesting dynamic.
Someone said, wouldn't your soulmate want to date you?
Because he would.
That made me just like take a long hard look at myself. Yeah. And be like,
do you like believe in soulmates, though?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do believe that you're meant to be with not even someone, but there's someone out there for you, whether it's platonic or
whether
romantic.
And it doesn't mean that I feel like it doesn't mean that it has to last your entire life. I feel like if
do not say that to me now.
Like, I feel like if you meet someone, you're like soulmates for that time. I don't know if that makes sense.
Does that make sense?
That's heartbreaking, though.
I feel like, I don't know if there's someone like out there that you're like meant to be with, because there's so much like decisions and like experiences you go through in your life that like changes you, and I just feel like there wouldn't be a soulmate there for that.
I feel like there's a path that you're meant to go on, and someone you'll end up on that path with.
I actually like what you said about doing different times, because like different people can teach you different things at different times. And it might not, that person might not be what you need for a later time in your life,
but
they teach you now, and
because you change so much as well. And that's why sometimes I don't really like, obviously I think it's cute whatever if you have been in a relationship since like primary school, but like also I'm like, you can't know who you are without that person if you're together for like that length of time through such like transformative years of your life.
Especially
does that make sense?
Like, we're still not like grown ups yet.
The frontal lobe has still not developed.
It's still growing.
I feel like as well, people put too much emphasis on like who they'll end up with, but I think everyone in their life has like important people that they were with in general anyway. I think your life
and
is kind
literally.
Of that.
You end up with people, different people along the way, and like whoever you end up with at the end, that's just another period of time that you're with someone, you know?
Exactly. Wow.
So,
I've also realised that about friends recently. Like, do you know the way, like, through, like, periods of time, you'll get closer to one friend and then all of a sudden you'll be close with this friend? It's because you need their their person at that time, yeah. like their personality at that time.
Yeah.
Not because you value another person less, it's because you need whatever they're bringing to the table. Maybe Aideen hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I think you did, to be honest.
I think you should go into therapy.
Guys, honestly, like, I just get so philosophical sometimes.
Yeah, that was very philosophical.
It's literally just that, like, what's meant for you, like, it will be. And yeah. it won't pass you by. And
I think you just, like, honestly, when it comes to these kind of things, you just have to be patient. And I'm such an impatient person. Like, I want to go to a fortune teller. Tell me what's going to happen each stage of my life. Like, yeah. what should be happening next week? Like, do you know, what's the plan?
What's the plan?
Who am I going to have kids with? Like, do you know? Like, I need to know these kind of things. But also, like, you just have to sit back and just be like...
You put in, like, too much emphasis on the yeah. future is, like, it ruins you. You really have does. To... I know it's, like, so much easier to say to, like, live in the moment, but... You have to live in the moment and take it day by day.
And just be patient.
Just be patient.
Yeah.
When you've one foot in the past, one in the present, you're pissing on today.
Whoa.
Wow.
Do you know?
That's... You ate with that.
I've never heard that before.
You ate with that.
That was so good.
Because you have to value where you're at now.
Yeah.
You do.
Because everything's working in your favour. Even if today is a horrible day, it's protecting you from something.
You have to take everything as a learning true. Experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow, guys.
And that's what I've learned from these women right here.
Period. I do believe in college you find your girls.
You do.
I feel like you just have so much more of like an understanding what like the friends you made in college versus yeah. like some of the friends you had in secondary school.
And you know, go through more with them.
Obviously the yeah. ones like that you've brought through with you to college, but you know, like just the friends that you have had in secondary school and you've yeah. kind of like grown out of contact.
Especially yes. in secondary school, I feel, because you're forced to be in like you could, close yeah, contact
you don't
with
see
these people.
Any other people.
But with
like,
college, the world is your oyster.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just feel like you're kind of with people that have more similar interests, whereas in secondary school, sometimes you actually just don't have a lot of things.
No. And you learn, you learn about new interests and, like, different things that, about yourself that, like, you might not have known, like, when you're in secondary school with these friends. So, like, obviously you're going to grow and change as people, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So, obviously, you're not going to, like, fit together anymore, I guess.
Dead right.
I don't know. I think things just change. Yeah.
I think the ones that you're meant to keep with you, you do keep with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not meant to bring everyone.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. You can't. It's like Noah's Ark. Can't take everyone.
The philosophy coming out this woman's mouth today is just incredible.
It's like in what?
Noah's Ark.
Oh, I thought
he couldn't bring everyone?
I thought you said in Ozark, like oh. the TV show.
No.
I didn't pick up on that one, sorry. Sorry about that.
Great show, by the way. Have you seen it?
No,
it
that's
ain't.
So good.
It
it's
ain't.
So good.
It ain't.
I feel like we covered a good bit today.
Yeah, we did. That was a very productive episode.
And our last episode for a while, potentially.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Yeah.
We were thinking of making our own like Spotify account and just kind of doing it.
Potentially. We'd have to look into getting equipment.
Because
we were
looking at podcast microphones, and I did see ones on Temu for like €6.
I did too.
Like, come on. I'm like, we're getting...
No, Temu, don't sleep on it.
But I mean, all we need really is microphones.
You can get yeah. them on Amazon.
Yeah, we can, but like €60.
But like, do you know them little ones that like the girls on the red carpet have on yeah. their phone and they're like, so?
Yeah.
That could so be it.
We could take
it on
the go.
Teeny tiny microphones. Teeny tiny microphones.
That you plug into your USB.
I actually have them, but they're like the old headphone jack things.
Fuck it.
They
go into a laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Guys, we're good to go, like.
Yeah. So,
well,
are we for anything else?
I don't think so. I think we covered a good bit today. Before we go, thank you so much to all our fans.
Yeah, oh my God, I actually can't believe that, like, people...
The support, like, after our first few episodes and stuff, and, like, people texting and being like, that was so good. Like...
Yeah, and the amount of people that I've, like, bumped into from secondary school and be like, oh my God, you have a podcast. I get so awkward, though. I'm like...
It's just so nice. So, we wouldn't be here without you guys.
Yeah. So, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see you.
We'll see you when we see you.
Yeah.
Wait. Stay tuned on the Instagram.
Yeah, we'll post updates.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck on your exams.
Bye.